Anybody up for a game of tennis?
Check it. Bam.
Welcome to the new America.
Let's go at this tower. Whoa. Oh, that's not good. That's on fire.
Please, no smoking.
She did.
Insider whose mobile phone tower protest went out of control is back. Now, he drove a tank down city streets destroying transmitters to highlight what he saw as dangerous tower emissions. Now, of course, he was sent to jail for that. But the former technician hasn't changed his mind about the health effects of mobile phone towers. And he's preparing another protest. But as Laura Sparks reports, this one won't involve a tank.
The message was that how dangerous it was. I wasn't thinking clearly. I made some rash decisions, which I really regret.
But it was out of sheer frustration, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
His desperation drove him to extreme measures. John Patterson did the unthinkable. He went on a destructive spree in a tank, and now he's paid dearly for his actions.
I was proved guilty, and I was jailed for my offences.
How dangerous is this office?
It's catastrophic. You wouldn't work here.
We first met John, a former senior telecommunications technical officer with Telstra, more than 2 years ago. Back then, he was waiting to be sentenced, facing a jail term for his tank attack.
I was involved with rolling the technology out. I was very responsible for any safety things that actually happened. So I felt obligated to actually do something about it.
John borrowed his mate's armoured personnel carrier, one of only two in the country, and rammed eight equipment shelters housing transmitters for mobile phone towers.
It disrupts the bioelectric system of your body, which is really your brain, your nervous system, how your muscles talk.
For 20 years, John tested Telstra digital systems. Over the time, he realised the dangers of electromagnetic radiation. When he moved to this Telstra depot in between two mobile phone towers, he got violently sick.
It microwaved us. So I got all the test gear out and measured it and drew up a report and showed that it was an occupational hazard to work in that building with that amount of radiation.
These birds, frozen, stuck, dead. What are they, paralyzed? Were they just sitting there? What's going on here? 5G tower, look what it does to birds. Wait, they thought it was a nice place to perch. Tough lesson.
Found another death tower. It says Verizon Wireless. Antenna 22098. Call 800-264-6620. You can see this one's...
This is an LED streetlight. Let's see what's inside. Uh-oh. Apparently, this is an LED 5G streetlight. It's pretty neat.
Go. Yeah, we go. All the box falling off. All on the left-hand side. Look on the left-hand side of that tree. Look on the right-hand side. That's all right. Yeah. Right, well, look at the right-hand side of the tree. Look at the flap. Look at the bushes. Look at the green bushes. Yeah. Very nice. Look at the left-hand side. Dead. Do you know why? because that's right next to it. Have you seen anything like that in your life? It's got a light right there. The transmitter on the top. These 5G transmitters are lethal. If that's what it's doing to a tree, right next to a tree, think about what these are doing to our health.
Found a video here, and this is the lengths these telecoms will go to hide the 5G infrastructure control and kill grid beast system. Take a look. Right there. That's not a tree. Not a tree at all. Right here, look at the fake leaves. You could see the cellular components in here, the weapons of mass destruction, because that's what they are. If you don't believe it, I don't know what to say.
Quick thing to show you how these people are evil. All right, the new £20 note, yeah? That is a 5G tower. Can you see the hologram? Can you see the rings going around the 5G tower? That is the radiation that it will give off. And lo and behold, above it is the sign for coronavirus. Can you see it? Right in front of everybody's face. Yeah, there you go. Evil. Look at the hologram. Look at the rays going around it. The colors of the thing. That is the radiation off of a 5G tower. And above it is a symbol for coronavirus. There you go. The devil is real. Thank you.
When they turn off our communication, and they will, we need to turn off their communication. ASAP. Alright? This will not be used to help people or to assist them in any way. This will be used as a weapon. This will be used for them to communicate. Also, the Tree of Death has the best batteries for off-grid lifestyle. Just so you know. And they love fire as well. So when our communication goes down, the Tree of Death must go down next. Everywhere. Your local Trees of Death, set them ablaze, baby. All right, that's what we're doing. Let your cousins know.
Тебе на.
Я debate dito, malaki yung kapre. Grabe yung usok, ang galing.
I'm already recording. You sure this ain't gonna kill us, right? The tower would come down if he could start the damn thing. That's right. No, it's going that away, some way. Down like a tree. Nice. That was pretty cool. I thought that sumbitch was gonna like break in half halfway down. It went straight like a tree. I was just on this bitch 30 seconds ago. $320 foot. Look at how bent that is. Yeah, I heard him. I was about 80 feet in the air when he powered up that saw. I was scared there for a second. I know Ken Dog don't like me, but...
Also, the Tree of Death has the best batteries for off-grid lifestyle, just so you know. And they love fire as well. So when our communication goes down, the Tree of Death must go down next, everywhere. Your local Trees of Death, set them ablaze, baby.